Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor speaking with the author, Eleanor Barraclough. The new book, Embers of the Hands, Hidden Histories of the Viking Age. This is approximately 750 AD to 1100 AD. The German Sea, what we now call the North Sea. The Angles and Saxons had settled into what we now know as Great Britain, the British Isles. Here come the Norsemen. Raiders first, and then Eleanor tells the story of the great heathen army and Alfred the Great and making a deal, beginning of the Vikings settling down. Embers of the Hands is Viking talk for gold, but now farming. Here's Eleanor to explain the transformation of the raiders, really good raiders, into really good farmers.
What's sometimes called the great heathen army, that like Mitchell, Harden the Hera in Old English, arrives in around 865. And it's been suggested that actually, rather than thinking of it as one big invading force, it's more useful to think of it as smaller mobile war bands with different leaders, which makes it much more possible for them to essentially, you know, nipping through the waterways, they can overwinter, and then they can keep going inland, and they have then the element of surprise. They can also sort of split up. Some can head north, some can head south, and that makes it much more difficult to predict what's going to happen. And that seems to be the case. As you say, kingdoms start to topple. And then you end up with this very interesting situation where we have to bring in Alfred the Great, as he's later known, as King Alfred. And he ends up, essentially, you know, there are other people about. So, you know, the problem is that the main textual sources for the time, particularly the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, is written very much from Alfred's perspective. So, of course, he's going to make sure everyone knows just how important he was. But even so, there's truth in that. We get to the point where he's the only, or his sort of, you know, his forces are the only ones that are able to defeat the Norse invaders under one of the leaders who's called Guthrum. And Alfred and Guthrum make peace and they draw up this astonishing agreement. And we're talking sort of around, I don't know, 878, 880 going up. It's sort of towards the end of the 9th century. And it's not Guthrum and the Norse, the Vikings, the Scandinavians, they're all going to leave. It's more of a stalemate. And so what they decide is that the Norse will actually control, legally, politically, a vast swathe of England. So East Anglia, going up to the north, what's now Yorkshire, all the way up towards Northumberland. And that's going to be the area that later on becomes known as the Danelaw. It's the area that's under Norse control and Norse sort of legal procedures. And we see that. We see that in place names today. You have in that area that they controlled and they settled in, because they take over farms. They start to settle with their families. You know, they're living alongside the people who lived there before. We start to see lots of place names that have old Norse influences in them. And that's a really interesting way of tracking settlement, which is very different to raiding, where obviously they're not going to leave that linguistic imprint in the landscape itself.
I'm speaking with Eleanor Barraclough, and we're talking about